A big climate headline this week from Bloomberg News. The world cheers the U.S. and China's carbon deal as Republicans jeer. President Obama said he'd cut greenhouse gas emissions down to about a quarter of 2005 levels in the next decade. This bumps up the U.S. commitment to cracking down on emissions to stave off climate change. I have on the phone Bloomberg News reporter Mark Drajim. Hey, Mark.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So President Obama's move struck me as unexpected after last week's elections favored Republicans in Congress. How's Obama going to make this happen?
The president's already laid out a plan to cut emissions from power plants. He's got the EPA working on what they're going to do to reduce methane emissions from gas and oil wells. And he's already set in standards for fuel efficiency from vehicles. So there's three things that are in place that the administration and outside observers say get him a long way to getting to that goal for 2025. Now, what analysts are saying is that it's going to be a stretch, so that there's going to need to be some new policies to actually get to that cut. And that, of course, 2025 will be after the president leaves office. So it's going to be up to the next occupant to figure out how to make the rest of it up.
Oklahoma Republican James Inhofe, the senior member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, said this deal is a non-binding charade. True?
What the U.S. and China did was announce their plans of what they would send in to the UN as part of their negotiations there. So there's nothing binding in what either side announced so far. But China has been on the course of reducing its use of coal for a lot of reasons, right? We've all seen the pictures of Beijing smothered in smog, and we've all heard the stories about the loss of life there and the political instability that's resulting from the pollution level. So there's real reasons why China finds it in its own interest to do this. But, I mean, Senator Inhofe's right. We're not close, but he's right in that there's nothing binding so far, and there's nothing binding on the U.S. in this so far. And so if there's the next administration doesn't want to do this, there's nothing that's going to make them.
For us in this part of the world where natural gas is really booming, what might this mean?
Well, the one thing it might mean is greater demand for natural gas. I mean, one of the things that's not talked about for a lot of reasons is that the president's EPA plan for power plants is a boom for natural gas. It's explicitly written in there that there's going to be less coal and more natural gas use as part of the plan. And so there can only be more of that. The other thing it may mean is that there may be new restrictions on methane emissions from fracked wells, and that could mean some added cost for people who are drilling wells, and it could mean some less demand for gas along the way. So those are, the two biggest things that we're looking at for gas.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Drajim reports on all things energy for the Bloomberg News Service. Follow him for fracking and other stories at the Twitter handle Drajim, D-R-A-J-E-M.